Mama's dead. And they caught everyone by surprise. She's 57. And was
that
in good health up until
pretty,
the death part.
Pretty young. I mean, who was the other one that died? King Kai?
No, he's still alive. The other one was not dead. The English voice actor for Frieza needs like a double lung transplant.
No, there was somebody else in the Japanese cast
that died. A while
ago,
wasn't he like the Grand Kai or
one of the Kais?
The Grand Supreme Kai.
It was like 2 or 3 months ago.
He didn't die.
It was,
he just had many health problems, which is why he's not been in Super all that much.
Oh.
So yeah, that's
welcome.
Really sad thing for all of Japan. I'm surprised they have yet to have a day of mourning.
Welcome to the Dragon's Flow TeaCast. Sad edition.
Yeah.
Today's tea is rarities, happiness,
generosity.
I don't know all those dumb pony things.
It's one of them that's actually a tea pun. Generosity.
Did you say heart, excuse me?
No, I said excuse me.
Oh. Okay.
That's a thick accent.
Heart, excuse me?
It's the kind of thing you'd say. I can see it.
It's not this
and
time.
Now you're going to start saying it because I put the idea in your head.
Oh, excuse me? So I'm really wondering what they're going to do now. Like, are they going to get a new voice actress that sounds a lot like her? Or are they going to say, Vegeta, while you were gone, Bulma died in the show?
Make Vegeta do a heel turn?
That's the kind of thing that they would do, but I don't think that they will do.
Maybe they'll just erase Universe 7. No one would see that coming.
Universe 6.
Bulma died in giving birth.
Oh my god, yeah. Universe 6 becomes the new main verse. No one would have seen that coming. They made Kefla, or Kale and Caulifla kind of Goku's proteges and whatever. Cabbage, whatever his name is.
Kaba.
Is Vegeta's protege, so almost everyone has a parallel. That'd suck. A little bit of an overreaction.
Yeah. Poor Bulma. And then the English voice actor, double lung transplant, what the fuck?
That was for
Frieza.
For Frieza.
Yeah.
Chris Ayers.
What do you do for...
He's in a million things.
Uh-huh. And he won't be until
and
he gets
I don't
lungs.
Know what they are, but that's going to be a double lung transplant. It's a good thing he's rich.
It's 100% of the lungs.
No,
that's all of his lungs.
He's not that rich. He needed a GoFundMe to help pay for it. He managed to hit it.
No, I've heard of his name. That means he's rich and famous.
That's how that works.
Yes.
I've heard of my name.
Well, has...
You've heard of my
name.
Have
my neighbors heard of your name?
Probably.
Actually,
how much we yell at him?
I don't. have our listeners heard of your name? No.
You said my name in the beginning of this goddamn TeaCast.
No, you did that to yourself.
No, you.
You actually insisted. Wait, you mean today?
Yeah.
Oh well, but you did it first with episode one. It is in the lore.
The point is, where's my money?
The twisted and complicated lore that weaves through every episode.
So, really quick, we never said anything about Rarity's generosity. It's a unique tea.
Yes, it is.
It is a white oolong blend.
With vanilla.
With a little bit of vanilla, yes. Vanilla, white oolong. Just take all the white things, put them together.
So the only one that
oolong's
is...
Oolong's not white.
No, but a lot of people think it is.
What?
Yeah.
A lot of people think oolong is white tea?
Yeah, or at least white in color, I'm guessing. Because a lot of times when I say oolong, the first thing is like, ooh, like white tea?
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they just don't know what to say, and white tea... Like, people know about tea, and then after a while they know about black and green tea, and then if they know about white
tea... I like
tea.
I like black tea.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try green tea. Well, ooh, living on the edge.
They found out that... At least the people I've talked to, they find out they've been drinking black tea because they hear about green tea and the antioxidants. And that's what the conversation always goes like. Oh, I heard about the antioxidants in green tea.
Green tea.
And
I'll have
just
green
like, okay,
tea.
Yeah,
that's
have
the
you ever,
healthy tea.
Have you ever had white tea? Oh, no. I heard a thing or two about white tea.
The legendary white tea.
This is a green tea.
No, it would start off.
This is a tea that goes beyond green tea. It's called white tea.
Why are you whispering?
You know what? Actually, like,
this is a Super Saiyan.
That's that whispering Super Saiyan thing is like so
good.
It's so good, but it's also so obscure
and evil.
And we've been doing it for so long, like nobody gets that.
We should link it. It's great.
No, we shouldn't.
We should.
We should not.
No one should know it exists.
We should keep this obscure random joke that we do a lot as an inside joke.
Shame on all of you that know it exists.
Yeah. Yeah, shame on us.
Not us.
Shame.
We have shame. This is our job.
Shame.
We take shame. The hits for you. Speaking of taking the hits in Dragon Ball.
Wait, but I want to talk
talking
about
tea.
No, we're still talking about
tea. We're talking about tea on the tea cast. Come on. Jesus Christ.
For my business. That's
Jesus Christ.
So the only one that I think is more unique than this is Sailor Moon, which is a black white tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, those are just, you brew white tea at the lightest temperature, you know, anywhere between, so I've seen white tea sometimes suggest 175 to 180, and then black tea boiling 212. This is, it just jumps green tea. It's kind of, it's like,
get out of the way.
I'm not touching that. It's kind of like a rarity would sort of just tiptoe over it, like, ew.
There's also, strawberry white, which is white and rooibos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
opposite ends of the spectrum, kind of.
Yeah, another one.
Rooibos, at least, you know, it's not going to get bitter or anything, which is
yeah,
difficult part. And you can brew on lower temperatures, it'll still taste good. Black tea, if you brew on lower temperatures, you can tell the difference.
Tastes,
it tastes like leaf juice.
As Uncle Iroh would say. Very good, that's what I was going to say.
Hot leaf juice.
How could you say that? But is there a flavor in it?
Vanilla.
Vanilla. Okay, that's what I'm picking up. Yeah. But yeah, it's a very clean tea. Oolong usually stays on your palate a really long time, and so you get sort of the depth of flavor that you get really out of the processing that goes into making an oolong tea, and then the cleanliness of white.
It's as smooth as the cool side of the pillow.
And that's Rarity's generosity. All right. So now, what are you going to say about taking hits in Dragon Ball?
Yes.
Fighters?
We're with news of Dragon Ball Fighters.
Of course we do. Because you're back.
Of course we do. You're back this week.
Yay!
We didn't have any Dragon Ball Fighters news last week.
Yeah, because
I wonder why that was.
Mm-hmm. What happened with the tea spill? I was listening to that podcast.
Oh.
Was John doing a stupid thing and it finally backfired?
No.
I guess it depends on what you mean by stupid. But not really. No. We were using the I keep wanting to call it Infusity for some reason, but yeah, the Ingenuity.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it on one of the cords. So it was leaking tea the whole time.
John!
After I poured it.
Yeah, so not much tea, but there was like water all over. There was tea all over.
As long as it didn't happen to me.
So, yeah, fighters. Good for you.
Yeah. So, fighters. Three new characters were announced. And it was three ones, which we all expected.
The ones we all knew.
Yep. Mr. Gohan.
Boo.
Kid Boo. And Gotenks.
It actually says Boo. Ultimate Gohan.
Oh, it does it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Mystic Gohan, because he's mystical. So, talking about three characters real quick. I was nervous about Gotenks purely because usually when games make him, he looks really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But his sprite looks well done in this. Like, usually because his head is, like, the same size as his body.
They don't have a picture in the article. That makes me upset.
Huh.
They just have a picture of the box art and the collector's edition that us PC users get screwed over on.
Mm-hmm. So he looks really nice. They have a trailer for him came out today. He looks like how you expect.
I didn't see that, actually.
You didn't?
I saw the 18 one.
Oh, yeah. 18?
Yeah.
That came out a while ago.
That's why I was like, why is this news? and maybe it was the wrong headline or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
So, yeah, let's see. One of the cool things about him is that for his special, he does the volleyball thing. and something about the visuals change depending on who's on your team.
Oh, nice.
There seems to be a lot of that going around, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. So Piccolo, of course, we know Piccolo's the one who helped. I wonder who else would be helping him and doing weird stuff. Should be fun to see as time goes on. Kid Buu is Kid Buu. He's wild, strong, fast, unpredictable. Haven't really seen much with him, though. They haven't shown any clips. We know his finishing or special attack is the Earth-destroying giant ball thing he did, of course.
Frieza version 2.
Yeah, they made it sound like it's unblockable, though, so that's...
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It'll probably... I'm guessing it'll probably be powered down a bit. Well, a ton, if it's unblockable. Because that tends... Or it's just going to be a massive, unstoppable... or not unstoppable. You know, high level... all of your... what do you call them? Bars, yeah. They're not bars, though. They're just numbers.
Well, whatever. And then we have Mystic Gohan, who I'm very interested in playing.
Ultimate Gohan.
No. The reason
I agree, but it says...
No.
It says...
No! So, what he does is he doesn't have a special like all the other people.
Yeah. Just like in the tournament.
Instead, he activates his Mystic form. And depending on the amount of bars you have, the more powerful it gets. That's all we know so far.
Well, maybe that's why they're calling him Ultimate, because he's not always Mystic.
Hmm. I could see that. So yeah, that's going to be... That sounds like something I'd like to do. Just like I got 7 bars, boom, I punch you and punch you and punch you, I win.
Is regular Goku just Super Saiyan all the time?
Yes.
I'd like to see a regular Goku.
Did you hear anything about the quote-unquote leaks?
There's always leaks. Which ones?
The ones that are predominantly fake. Some guy claiming to have like deep inside information. He knows who the 8 DLC characters are.
Oh, well, that guy's a liar.
Oh, yeah. Two of the DLC characters is base form
my,
Goku
my,
and base form
my
Vegeta.
Uncle works at Nintendo, and he knows about their new console, and it's gonna have internet, and... You can play on the internet, and you don't need to buy any discs anymore, and you just use your disc over the internet. My uncle knows, and he gave me a one. We all had that friend, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You were my friend.
I was that damn it! You stole my joke!
That's what you get.
No, it's true!
Also,
if it was just one of us saying it, it would have been like, oh, that's a joke. But now it's true.
It is.
Oh, man.
Your uncle ain't shit. Also, they might have accidentally revealed Beerus and Hits. The reason why is in the latest...
Well, we were guessing for both of the... Well, I was guessing for Beerus, but yeah. we were guessing both...
I'm pretty certain on Hit, too.
We were all guessing for Hit, yeah.
For the scans which showed Boo, Gohan, and Vegeta, they had a little screenshot in the bottom for arcade mode, and it had, like, the heads of the people.
Like, who's that Pokemon?
Yeah, and it's very blurry, so you can't really make it out. But one of them looks like...
Beerus would be hard to mistake.
Yeah, that one is...
There was one guy in the tournament who looked like Beerus, so it's probably that guy.
Which tournament?
Oh, the new one?
The tournament that's going
that
on.
Would suck.
I don't think. No.
It could be that guy that we don't know the name of.
I am Fast, not Jiren Man.
Yeah. And Hit was more debatable because some people were saying, no, that's just Ginyu because they're both purple. But he had like the little white part of the mouth like Hit does. And what made me care is it was today or yesterday, they replaced the scan and changed the picture of that.
Ooh.
So if nobody was onto anything, I'd imagine they'd be like, eh, let them speculate.
The best way to confirm a rumor is to deny it.
Yeah. Instead of just, like, you know, ignoring it.
If that wasn't to deal with the rumor, like, to sort of crush it, that's some brilliant manipulation.
Yeah,
like, the
it
people
is.
That were on it are now just, like, erection.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, they're at this, they're onto these... Like, all these crazy rumors and speculation. You want to mess up with them a bit?
I mean, that's... I mean, it got me. I didn't care until I saw them do that. I'm like, well then.
Depending on how many theories come out, they should just, like, ship you the game, and then as you open it up, inside is, like, a tinfoil hat.
You know you can make your own.
You could, but it'd be funny.
A little sticky
note. Oh, no, it's funny anyway.
Yeah.
They had a sticky note that says, trust us.
Like, the box is empty. It's just, like, an empty... case it with just like a sticky note.
You can trust play on
us.
The internet.
Trust us. The game's there. Just go home. It's there.
Yeah. I mean, I think that pretty much covers Fiverr's news.
You know, that's what they might as well do with PC games that you buy in a store.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 5 is just a Steam installer.
Then why the hell
it was
would
a,
you...
It was a DVD with a Steam installer.
Then why the hell would you bother...
Right?
That's what he's saying.
White people, I'm telling you.
So screw all those guys that live in the middle of nowhere and don't have internet.
Yeah, they don't matter.
And screw me 5 years ago or whatever. before I actually got fast internet.
You poor people.
I would have been so mad if that was me. Like,
Jesus. Isn't that basically what they did with Skyrim? Because remember, Skyrim
no.
launch day was just a giant clusterfuck.
No, it just had a huge patch. And everyone was installing it at the same time. I'm not sure how Steam runs its servers. I think it's... With like, bucks. Steam has their own servers in a million places. I don't think companies have their... Like, they don't, I don't think there's a Skyrim server that you download Skyrim from.
I don't know.
But, yeah, everyone was downloading Skyrim all at once at, you know, 12:30 at night. So it was just super slow.
It was all the preloading people. I thought they would have made it clear, but nope.
Still... I don't think they had preloads then. Like, they were still selling discs.
I don't remember. Oh, well. It was
2011.
Yeah, but I don't remember back then.
My God, that game is 7 years old, and they're still selling it. They're still making new copies of it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was it was Alienware or something like that. They're trying to sell computers, and they just totally made like a movie realistic version of Skyrim. They're just like, duh, duh, duh. No, it was, never mind. It was PS4.
Mm-hmm.
PS4 advertised really? Something with Skyrim. Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, they have a VR. Version of Skyrim.
Whatever it was just like Skyrim. There it is again. Because they had the yeah. call, the dragon, and the song. Da, da, da.
Uh-huh. Well, a VR game is different than a regular game. Like, they've been remaking that for every console that's ever come out since it came out, but redoing it completely in VR is a lot of work.
Then they gave a Skyrim Online, the thing nobody...
Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah. Yeah, so still waiting for Elder Scrolls 6. I don't know if there's anything new with that.
People were like, it's going to come out... Well, let's see. Morrowind came out in 2002, I think. Oblivion in 2005 or 6. So people were saying, like, it's on a 4 or 5 year schedule.
Yeah, well,
and
it's like 5 years.
It's passed, so...
It's way past.
Yeah.
And we're in the time where things speed up, not slow down.
Yeah, it should be an annual release. Where's Skyrim 2K17?
With in Beerus.
E3 2007, they basically said, yeah, it's not happening soon, so...
Yeah. Oh, so not soon means, like, we'll see it in 2025.
I don't know.
As long as it's good.
Oh, it'll be good. They've... Well... Depending on how you look at it, mechanically, there have been drastic improvements with every game, and with just kind of world presentation, I guess you could say, and exploration kind of things. The lore has gotten kind of meh-er every game, like Morrowind... it's not exactly, it has not aged well at all. That's 15 years now. I played it again like a year ago, and I was like, ugh. Like, I remember when, like, all you had to do was just crank the settings up, and it was like, oh, wow, it looks good again. And no, that doesn't happen anymore. It's just, like, textures are blurry, and everything looks trash.
It looks like PS1 Hagrid.
Oh, wow. Yeah, kinda. A little better. But... yeah, they've got all these mods and stuff that make it look really great. That community is still thriving, so that's pretty amazing. But yeah, it had the best story. Like, the other two are kind of you're in sort of the background, and it's like you have to, you know, go do some stuff and then watch as armies battle, and then, hey, here's your medal for doing a bunch of quests.
Speaking of story, we finished the first chapter of our D&D campaign, and, like, those pre-gens, like, in story, a lot of it, like, some of the stuff we did was good, but I'm still shocked that it was, like, an experience-rewarding time... consuming thing to match the heads to the bodies.
Yeah, so that was dumb.
It wasn't like a ton of experience. It was like 50 or something.
No, it was like 200.
Was it 200?
Yeah. I think so. It was 100 or 200.
Because everything...
It was like, the least of all of them, I think.
I got... Well, I... We got 400 experience for converting Keverin, which was great.
Yes.
But then... then it's just if they match the heads to the bodies...
Convince an enemy to join your side, 400 XP.
Oosh. I just found that kind of funny. Some of it's like, oh yeah, that's legitimate. Oh darn, we could have done that. But then it's like,
yeah,
why would we have done that? Like,
right. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But
and why would it have been that rewarding to us?
If you're bringing the bodies back home to, you know, give them a proper burial, it's... kind of part of the package, I guess.
Yeah, I can see a lawful good cleric or paladin or something like, this disgrace must be remedied. We must, like that sort of thing, like sort of the sentimentalist.
Yeah.
But
also, my character couldn't get laid.
No, he couldn't.
Would I have got bonus experience if I seduced her?
No.
Come on!
Anyway, back to Morrowind.
Yeah.
Let's win.
So in that game, it was more like you were the center of everything, and like you had to go to all these different political factions and convince them that you were basically Jesus, and it was like there was a lot of political stuff as opposed to just, hey, go kill this guy, or hey, go to this place to watch a cutscene. And there was a lot more intrigue and less things that you could just solve with a sword. So you had to get all of your skills up instead of just the combat ones. It's not hard to level up speechcraft and...
You got to do some silly, silly things with the skills.
Did you play Morrowind?
I did not, but I've heard plenty of stories how you can like abuse things like alchemy.
Yeah, you could make a potion that would basically make you invincible. You can make a potion to increase your potion skill.
Yeah,
and then make another potion to increase your potion skill, and just keep doing that. Oof. Until you get like
bored.
When you're bored, then you make a potion that boosts all your stats by like, you know, 999 forever, essentially. In fact, one of the beginning side quests was this guy just falls out of the sky and lands, drops dead, and it's like, oh, okay. Guy comes out of nowhere and basically falls to his death from nothing. Okay, let's check it out. So you go and
I was going to say, it sounds like a Skyrim glitch.
Essentially, yeah.
Except there's actually a point.
It's like that in reverse. So you look at his body, and he's carrying three scrolls of, like...
Elder Scrolls?
No, oh. Definitely not. There's scrolls of jump enhancement. So, you get where this is going, I see. So if you use one, you could jump all the way across the entire map. But there's this little thing called...
Gravity damage?
Yeah. So... damage. Yeah. So that happens. But then later you can get spells and potions and stuff that will mitigate that. So you can actually use the scrolls that you get at the beginning of the game later on. And it's like, well, I have to get from one end to the other. And there's no fast travel in this. Like, you can pay to...
ride a train?
There's a couple different... No, it's a giant flea.
Oh. Of course it is.
And you can pay to, like... have spellcasters teleport you, and there's a couple different ways, but if you really need to get there and you have no money at all, you just, like, okay, use one of those scrolls and just jump, and, like, all the way across you go.
Whee.
Anyway, that's my Morrowind rant.
Yay.
Story is way better, but you have to read all a bunch of books and stuff.
So what else is going on with news?
Well, speaking of fighting games, like Dragon Ball, so SNK, probably the most prolific fighting game company ever, until, like, a few years ago when they decided that maybe that thing that we've been doing for our entire existence isn't the way, and maybe pachinko's a more profitable thing. Maybe we'll start doing that. They were at, like, a record low for years because of the pachinko thing. Stupid pachinko. I hate that stupid thing.
They have good unlock in pachinko.
They have everything pachinko. You don't need to make more pachinko. It already exists.
Sounds like a man who's not had enough pachinko.
Have you had enough pachinko?
Of saying it, no. Pachinko, pachinko, pachinko.
Anyway, so let's see. It doesn't say, but after last year when they decided to make a game, their new record high is 4 billion yen when they released King of Fighters. Which sounds like a lot, but it's $37 million.
Peasants.
Yeah.
So, what was part of the news now? Just how much money they made?
Yeah, so the story is, stop making everything pachinko! Don't do it, Konami!
Peasant. Why the hell is there Goku in the bottom picture?
It's an ad.
Oh, okay. Like, they have nothing to do with Dragon Ball. Why is there...
I'm sure Dragon Ball Pachinko exists.
Of course. What exists that doesn't have Dragon Ball on it? Certainly not T, because that's covered.
Yep. Dragon Ball Z. The Dragon Balls. Goku.
I'm sure there's some creepy sex stuff.
No. It's Japan, you...
That exists.
I just said, I'm sure there's some creepy sex stuff.
Oh, I thought you were saying... okay.
Well, as I was saying it, I changed my meaning out loud. Anyway.
What's next?
What is next? Oh, they have a trailer for the live-action version of Erased. I didn't watch it yet. So that's a thing.
Yay!
So we can watch that later. What is next?
There wasn't really much news things that I recall.
No, there's not a lot.
Nope. So you know what that means?
It means I get to talk about the manga that I read this week.
Manga.
So I read Fist of the North Star. It was boring.
Well, it's not exactly plot heavy.
Well, but it's supposed to be like a seminal classic.
Yeah, back in the day.
So it's like their version of Catcher in the Rye?
I view it as...
That was an RKO out of nowhere.
Damn! It is. There is a shit ton of stuff. Wow, Nick, you really like your own joke.
I like John's reaction to it more than anything.
It's one of those things where, like, I feel like 90% of the stuff people tell me is classic is just garbage, and they just hang on to, like, what it meant back then.
Yeah.
Like, the vast...
The Seinfeld effect.
The Seinfeld effect, yeah. Like, the vast, vast majority of musicians, even if I can acknowledge that they did good for their time,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean they aged well. Like, I listened to... Well, a few weeks ago, I listened to some Beatles songs, and all I can think of is, what is wrong with everyone? Like, I can understand why, like, this was big back in the 50s and 60s, but this didn't age well. Who are you kidding? Same with most, like, AC/DC, Aerosmith.
I don't like AC/DC or Aerosmith.
I can't listen to those
people. There's a couple good songs, but, eh.
If I hear Teenage Wasted one more time,
Beatles I like.
That's not the name of the song.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
I don't even remember.
Baba O'Reilly, and it's by The Who.
Oh, what? I was just saying, just general, you know, oh, this is a classic. Fuck you. Well, you guys don't agree with me, but Star Wars.
Never, by the way, uh-huh. tell my dad that you hate that song.
Why?
Because you'll be in a conversation that will be way longer than you want to be.
I'll
way more. Okay, I know you like to argue, I know you like to troll argue.
Uh-huh.
But it will not end well. I'm just saying for your benefit, not for your fun, for your benefit.
You're just making this more and more tempting.
No.
I'm telling you, if you poke the bear, it's going to bite
saying,
you.
I'm saying,
the longer you spend on it, the
more touch that grease-filled hot frying pan.
Can you tell me what will happen, at least?
He's going to tell you how poetic and wonderful it is, and he's going to explain in great detail why.
Out here in the fields. Now, fields in the 70s was just... Like
no, some... I cannot tell you how many times he has talked about how Bruce Springsteen is a poet.
I know what I'm going to do. One day when I'm just about to leave, I'll make mention of it, and I'll close the door and leave
you
behind.
Oh, you! You!
That's what you're going to get.
Well, I don't care. I like that song.
Yeah. With media, many of the classic movies just... I know you guys are going to disagree, but Star Wars, for me... While I can see the good it did back then,
Back then in the early 2000s?
No, the 70s.
So the ones that you've never seen.
I've seen the first one.
Mm-hmm.
What more do you want from me, woman?
Watch the other two.
No.
That is what I want.
No. I know how it ends. No!
That's not how it ends.
I've seen the trailer. Well, not the trailer, but the YouTube clip.
That's the prequels. How it ends.
That's how George Lucas fixed it.
Oh my god.
Didn't you know that?
No, that was an edit.
Yeah.
That was a fan edit.
Yep. No, it wasn't a fan edit.
No, it's... No, you told me that, and I was like, oh my god, that's... I can't believe that happened. And I was right, because it didn't.
I'm leaving
I debunked
it, Nick.
You.
I'm gonna look...
Okay, we will both independently research this fact.
Right.
And next week, we'll see who is right again, and I'm gonna title the next episode, Who Was Right.
You the next episode.
Remember the episode
yes,
of the
he
first?
Will be the next episode.
Remember the remember the title of the first episode?
No.
It was me being right.
No.
You want to fact check it right now? Because then
no.
It will be two me being rights next week.
Our audience is waiting for us to continue talking about...
How Star Wars was good.
Nah. What are the, like, old media classics that people always rave about that just suck?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm.
You probably haven't seen that.
Because occasionally, like, you find an old classic that is legitimately, like, just good and, like, has stood the test of time. Like, yeah, this is a classic.
It comes back to the fans killed it
ooh,
a lot of the
ooh.
Time.
On that note, I completely forgot about this, but I was mentioned I want to talk about this. So, I was at Spencer's last week.
Now, somehow this related to,
yeah,
to
perfect
this.
Flowing.
I don't know why.
All right, so I'm going to preface this by saying... The Nightmare Before Christmas is a 10 out of 10 for me. It is something that is still standing the test of time. It's just an absolute fan-fucking-tastic movie. With that being said, what is with this still consistent obsession with that movie? Like, half the damn story was Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well,
it was on it's everything.
It's after Halloween, so time for Christmas.
And it's, like, by Halloween, so yeah, it's a Halloween-Christmas debate.
That's true. I forgot about that.
It's like Halloween time, or Night Before Christmas time.
I know. It's 10 out of 10, but it's not, let's remember this half a century later, good. It's not...
Were there any claymation movies before that that were big? Like, James and the Giant Peach, I think, was after.
Not sure if that was claymation. I think it was fake claymation.
James and the Giant Peach was a lot of claymation, I think. I thought.
I don't know. I don't remember. That was too long ago.
I've never seen it, so.
There was a lot, but like not anything that is like.
It was not worthy of nothing. That stuff.
Nothing that's like on that scale, because that's. Like, a lot of it's for kids. That's kind of like the modern equivalent of a Pixar movie where it's like, oh, you take the whole family to see it.
Yeah, well, I think that Nightmare Before Christmas ages better than most other mediums because with live action, the cameras weren't as good, the audio wasn't as good, and so you can spend a lot of money and time trying to bring it up to our modern standard, but... There's nothing to age in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I mean, yeah, if I finally have a kid I said to take care of, I'm going to be... I'm going to be very excited and be all like... I have no kids. That was just a joke. I'm going to be very excited. Like, oh, I can't wait to show him this movie. But I'm not going to, like, buy him socks and a lunchbox and 20 t-shirts. On that note, a Goofy movie. I saw three t-shirts.
That one I don't understand.
Yeah, I saw three different t-shirts just at a quick glance. That was not... Like, I remember that movie... I wouldn't call it a classic.
I don't.
I've already told you my theory on that. I really think a couple of years ago, someone made mention of it. And there were two groups of people. One that are like, oh yeah, I liked that movie. And the other people had no idea what it was. And so they went and they searched for it.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't.
Piece of crap. Like, yeah, I remember seeing that even though I didn't. And I want to fit in.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, it's exactly. No, that's what I'm saying happening. So, like, they're saying that.
I have a shirt now, you guys. I know what thing is.
Yeah. And so, and like, as they're saying this, I just have to text my friend, and it's Google, and it's, you know, what
okay,
is the Goofy
Google,
movie?
What's the thing?
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, oh,
they
didn't
even bother.
It's a Leaning Tower of Cheese.
The joke is the Leaning Tower of Cheese.
And then he eats it.
Yeah.
I don't remember that movie.
Yeah. So
that's because you didn't have a childhood, remember? Yeah.
I saw it. I saw it, and I got paid for it.
You got paid for it?
I got paid $500 to see that movie.
What?
Because I'm awesome.
How does that work?
Consumer marketing thing.
Oh, how'd you become you?
Because that was, like, 25 years ago.
But still, like, child actors. Were you not molested enough?
I was not a child actor. They paid me to watch it and say, which box art do you like more?
You get paid.
That doesn't make me a child actor.
God, I need to, like, de-age or something.
You know the dirty things I've done for $500? So
I don't
want to
know.
God, I need mouthwash. Yeah, it's just... Why?
Oh, you meant today.
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, I know about that, and don't talk about it.
Yeah. Are you liking your mic?
I didn't realize it was new.
I'm not sure what angle this is going with anymore.
Me neither. Let's stop this joke before we get an angle. Because it probably won't be good.
Mix a lean to the left.
I was at the mall, and I was just... I was basically eye shopping, just looking around, trying to get ideas for the holidays. Not for, like, buying gifts for other people, screw them. But, like, things for the tea shop. And I also stopped by FYE. It's got a certain feel, which I understand, but I don't like. It's the feeling of, like, bringing you back to that sense of innocence and freedom of when you were, like, a teenager and your parents gave you a bunch of money. Like, you can do anything you want. You can just sit and, like, eat this pocky and drink this ramune, nice and fancy, and play these games, and yay, and, like, $500,000 energy drinks. They're like twice the price. Ridiculous. And I, like, even I got stuck into this feeling like, I can just watch anime all day. Wait, I got bills. It's gotta stop because they're doing all that stuff while catering so towards young adults.
What was the trigger? Was it like the music or something, or the ads, or what?
For FYE?
Yeah.
It was a combination of everything. It was the music, it was...
The layout.
Yeah.
The colors, everything was bright as hell. Their
colors.
Like, I went by the CD stuff.
It's a recipe for ADD.
Yeah. Like, I went by the CD, so I'm like, ooh, I should pick myself up a CD of this. Wait, I already have this music, and who the hell listens to CDs? How did you suck me into... I'm getting out of here.
Wait Demon a second, store? Who listens... Do I buy CDs?
You better not. You can buy the music.
Is better.
I don't think I even... I think I just click live channels on YouTube and have them sit in the background.
Yeah, that's what normal people do. You're normal, Nick. What other little things? Oh yeah, this is more of a side thing for us. There's a new store in Woodfield that's basically like a ripoff of Hello Anime.
Oh, I didn't know it was at Woodfield. There was one that opened up in Gurnee, which was, pretty much.
Yeah, that's worth the trip.
Yeah, it's called Too Cool, and it's really, really small.
I think it was called Too Cool.
Oh, yeah. you guys can't go in.
No.
I went in.
Oh, well, you're not cool enough then.
No.
It seemed like it was a hell
of... If you're too cool to go in, how do people get in?
It seemed
because
like it was...
they're not cool enough.
It seemed like
so you could go in.
But
then if you get in, then you're too cool to be in there.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
If you get in, then you're cool enough to be there. But then
I'm still interrupting you.
But then you have to get out because you're too cool.
It seemed like it was a store that was like they wanted to make a Hello Kitty store, but they ran out of merchandise. Because it was like 60% of the store.
So it was like whatever the Woodfield place was called.
Hello
because
anime.
That was not at all licensed Hello Kitty merchandise.
Nothing in there was licensed.
That was like welcome to Goku. It was like it was like welcome to anime.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like Super Saiyan 5 Goku from Dragon Ball AF. You remember that back in junior high?
Dragon Ball Voltron.
Yeah.
Goku's leg is made of a car. No, Goku's leg is made of Optimus Prime, and his arm is made of, like, one of the Voltrons.
Phoenix orbs. Why? It was like 60% of the stores, like, one side just like, Hello Kitty, Hello Kitty, and like, at some point he just kind of like stopped, and then he just filled it in with other stuff. It's like,
Well, you can only have so much Hello Kitty stuff.
Yeah.
And not just be... And like, they had the bare minimum to not get the Hello Kitty... Like, you know, on YouTube, like, if you only have your thing at 29 seconds, you won't be caught by the copyright police.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. So is there any other new stuff
I can think of?
I said I was going to talk about the manga I read, but you guys started talking about your old... childhood
stuff. Because
you
didn't like it.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
I said I didn't like Fist of the North Star.
Yep.
But I read other stuff, too.
Why?
Because I read...
Nerd.
Unlike you guys, I'm not a fake fan.
Nerd.
Hey, I saw
So why didn't I like Fist of the North Star before I move on to the next thing? It was too, like... There was literally zero challenge...
Yeah. Welcome to
there were like three chapters, and then they fought Dio. Basically. And then even that fight, it wasn't that great. It was like... it was average at best. It was like average for tutorial boss. The final boss was the tutorial boss. And then he explained his motivations, which were... kind of terrible, and then that was the end. Put your phones away, you assholes.
I'm listening. I'm looking up relevant stuff to this.
And then that was... I just had to put it away because it was bad. I read a few more chapters and like nothing else happened. It was just like, you can't stop me. I will stop you. You're already stopped. Omae wa shinderu.
Stopped.
Omae wa tomeru. Yeah, so after that, I read a thing called Spirit Circle, which was, I kind of expected average going in, but it was one of the best things I've ever read. And the basic gist of it is, normal guy, main character, but he's got a, like a birthmark thing on his cheek, mm-hmm. and it's basically the Berserk brand, and he can see spirits and stuff. And mysterious transfer student girl comes in, and she's got these scars on her forehead, like crisscross shaped. And so she comes and sits down, and there's this random guy, and he's like, "Hey," and
"Hi, I'm Steve."
"Hi, I'm Steve.
I sell boxes."
So Steve's trying to sell boxes to the main character, and he's like, "No, I don't want any boxes." And then she's like, "You can see him," he always covers his Berserk brand with a bandage because he's embarrassed by it.
So he's Nelly?
Nelly?
Never mind, go on.
And somehow or other that ends up getting torn off, and she's like, "Oh, you've got the curse mark. You're my mortal enemy, and I'm going to kill your soul forever and end the cycle of reincarnation."
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Steve.
So they have been, like, basically eternal enemies throughout multiple lifetimes, and in each lifetime they end up either...
Lovers.
No, very definitely not. They end up basically ruining each other's lives in some way.
Sounds like my ex-wife.
No. You don't have one. But,
I do for my joke. By the way, I've been telling a joke so long at my work, I now have to explain to people, no, it was a joke.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so they go, she remembers all of her former lives in, like, a vague kind of, you know, this is the gist of what happened sense, but he doesn't, so he's like, "Why do you want to kill me?" and then he unlocks the ability to go back and watch his previous lives. So he does that, and he goes through them one at a time, and that's kind of each different arc. So each arc is a different life, and... at the end of each arc, he kind of takes on the personality of that lifetime, and they're all vastly different. And it goes everywhere from, like, so far in the past that it's the future to, 1800s. It's one of the best things I've read in a long time.
Yeah, it sounds really nice.
It's
Spirit
Circle? Spirit Circle.
Spirity Circle Literacy.
No, not at all. It's the same author of Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer.
Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer.
Thank you.
Just saying it so the Japanese audience can understand.
I don't think you're helping.
That's what I do.
Anti-help. Anyway, that's my pitch. Read it. It's good.
If you think about picking up Fist of the North Star, instead, pick up Spirit Circle.
Yeah, it's good. I was like, I could read this, and then it was like 6 volumes, and I ended up reading the whole thing. Like, staying up until like 3 in the morning, reading it and crying.
Oh.
It was really a really good ending.
You cried. I've never cried, ever.
At least I'm man enough to admit it.
I'm a man. I'm a man.
That's toxic masculinity.
I'll show you toxic masculinity.
Join the second T-Cast.
Yeah. Okay, good. That was a good outro. When you said I got it, this isn't exactly what I was expecting.
Makes one of us.
There I was thinking, like, how could I introduce this second half? And you're like, I got it.
There you go. I mean, I introduced it. Welcome to DragonFall TCast Second Infusion. I'm gonna begin this by talking about Black Clover. They won the first mission. Next. That's literally all that happened in 20 goddamn minutes! What the hell? You cannot waste that much time, you... I get it.
They can.
I can't let us get demonetized again.
Sir, you need to calm down.
Okay, next.
And we watched most of The Punisher, which we will be doing an entire podcast of its own when we finish watching it, I guess.
Got 3 episodes to go.
So, sometime in the next couple days, probably. Yeah. I don't know.
These people have families, so they get Thanksgiving with them.
Yeah. Losers. Stupid us with our families.
Back in my day, we didn't have families.
You used to have family. One. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so. Punisher. I don't know. My verdict's out. What do you think about it so far?
Yeah, overall impressions. I like it. There could be some improvements. There could be some things that I would do differently. Oddly, not enough killing.
Right?
Yeah, that's the part that's weirding me out, because they're nailing so many parts of his character, but they're missing so much of the essence of the Punisher.
I don't think they're missing the essence of it. They need to stop doing the sexual tension with everybody. That's one thing. But, yeah. Well, we'll get into it.
Yeah. Right. So, anyone else watch anything interesting?
I watched The Punisher all weekend and didn't watch my usual shows. So, all we watched was Ancient Magisbride and Super. Right?
Yep.
Anybody watch anything else?
Oh, I began to watch something called, what was it? When Supernatural Powers Become Commonplace? I think that was the title.
That sounds like a generic translated title.
Yep. It was either When Supernatural Powers or When Superpowers Become Commonplace. And at least it seemed like it would have something interesting, because it was, you know, like basic high school kids, they gain some powers.
Uh-huh.
What kind of shenanigans while getting in love can we get into? But
while getting in love? Yeah. Because, of course.
Yeah. And, of course, it's just generic. They even, like, I think they accidentally memed themselves in that, you know that meme of, like, they have a picture of, like, one anime girl with the same face and they just change the hair in a GIF? Like, anime is so unique.
No, but I would like to see it.
Yeah, there's been a few of that. They basically did that in the opening. Because it's basically a harem.
And they just had, I can see it.
Yeah, their faces slowly moving up with changing the hairstyle to match their characters. And just like, you realize what you just did.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's not even memeing themselves. That's just exposing themselves for lazy character design.
Right? It's like, come on. Of course, all the characters, including the 10-year-old, wants to bang the main character.
Good.
Who's got the most useless power of them all. So, like, one character can stop...
Love?
Well, I'm gonna take a wild...
That's how a proper harem show should be.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Let's analyze the harem genre, because, like, that's kind of what it is. No matter what kind of superpowers... or aliens, or whatever, or spaceships are involved. It's always one or two approaching infinity number of girls wants to get with the guy who is completely useless and can be generic high school dropout. The closer to generic high school dropout, the better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the everyman.
Yeah. Though this guy is the opposite of the everyman. He is weird and over the top, where... For example, the first scene that we saw him, one of the love interests... they're not even love interests. Like, walked into the literature club, because that's where this is all taking place. He's like...
Of course, because he's a nerd.
Yeah.
It's like, he probably likes anime.
He's like holding his hand, yelling, "Ah, stay away! I can't control it." He's just like, "Stop doing your weird things."
Oh God!
And so
that sounds so unlikable.
Yeah, he's kind
which makes him perfect.
Yeah. So one kid can stop time. The lowly can create anything that she imagines. The sweet one can control the elements, because of course.
Uh huh. What can the tsundere do?
The tsundere, she's the one who can stop time.
I don't have time for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what did you say before I called you the tsundere?
I just said somebody can do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we have the the busty martial artist lady.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What?
Kendo?
Huh?
Kendo?
Karate and judo.
Okay.
What did she do? Oh, God. I don't even remember.
Probably punch stuff?
No. Actually, reverse of that. She can restore stuff to their original state.
Oh. So she's Josuke. Josuke or Jotaro? With the part 4 JoJo.
I don't know.
Josuke, probably, because Jotaro is the one that just punch.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they meant...
Stupid, confusing JoJos.
Yeah, so examples they used is one person got to the main character soaked and she reverted back to being dry. They made mention when the whole, like, why do we all pretend like we don't love even though we do scene? They mentioned how he told her to not use her powers to, like, bring back the dead or anything. In, like, a really sweet way or some bullcrap. I don't know. The whole scene of trying to explain why all the ladies secretly love him was kind of badly done.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and there's also another character, the student...
Wait. They had reasons?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
This is very progressive.
Mm-hmm. The student council president, she is...
Of course.
You know, she's from the outside, and she can steal all the people's powers... he wrote her a note that she accidentally interpreted as a love note. And so she fell in love with him for like an episode until basically all the other women told the main character to stop it. Because they're a bunch of jealous cunts. We're going to get demonetized.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing is just kind of... I'll keep going because I've only like seen 2, maybe 3 episodes. Oh, and the main character's power is basically being useless.
Yes, I already told you that.
Yeah.
In the genre.
Yeah, he can make like a lukewarm dark flame that doesn't actually do anything, at least for now. And my guess is when his loved ones get threatened, it'll flare up and he will be the main character because reasons. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got about that.
I caught up most of the way with The Walking Dead, and
oh, yeah.
I actually wanted to say a thing or two about that. The first 3 episodes, it's not even a stretch to say I quit.
What season is this now? 8?
Yeah, 8. And so I got into The Walking Dead late, and a good show.
You skipped like 6 seasons.
Yeah, I did.
Honestly, you didn't.
I know what happened.
Yeah.
Well, I know that the first 2 seasons were just spectacular, in certain respects, because the guy had a certain vision, and they took that away.
Just the first season. Yeah. The second season is when
they were like, "Oh wow, what a success! Everyone loves this. You're fired."
Yeah. Exactly.
Also, your budget's cut.
For those who want like a detailed thing, look up "Your Movie Sucks," The Walking Dead. He did an excellent breakdown analysis of why the whole thing is just crap.
Yeah, and I've had enough fans walk me through some of the reasons that it stole their heart. And I respect that a lot. And I feel sad that people quit because of Glenn. They could have played that whole angle a heck of a lot better. They really should have. They shouldn't have killed him twice. they did a lot of things wrong.
I'll be back.
Huh?
He'll be back.
Not this time. Last time was a question.
But you never saw his head got cut off.
Oh, no, we
did. You saw it get bludgeoned off.
So he'll come back
you
as
saw
a
him
white
become
he
Popeye.
He literally can't even be a zombie anymore.
He'll be a White Walker.
No, he literally can't.
A new monster is like the ooze, the pulp of the bad guys now. Anyway, but the season 7...
Here's a plot twist.
Yeah, no kidding. But season 7, they did a lot of things pretty well, because at this point, it's pretty much canon that the zombies, as their muscles deteriorate, their ability to do things stops and slows down.
So zombies are only a temper... Well, not like a temporary threat.
They're still a force to
be
reckoned with.
The individual one is... It kind of breaks down over time.
It's been several years now, so...
Yeah. And right. The people that are still around, everyone...
Each individual zombie sort of wears out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like originally they were running around and stuff.
Yeah.
And some of them still can, but...
I only saw the first, like, season and a half and played some of the games.
Yeah, and all the people that are left alive know that once they die, they become zombies, and so they just take care of them instantly.
Yeah.
So, so the zombies are kind of like sickness, kind of like all these other things that we've sort of mastered in our environments, and they play a specific role, but they're no longer the main antagonists. Now we have two forms of centrally based governments. We have the Saviors, who are just basically a tyrannical system, and then the Kingdom, which is based off of mutual respect and trust with the king, who feels a duty towards his people. And obviously the first one, he motivated people in ways that most would question, and then the latter is just based off of continual progression towards the future. I had so much hype going into the season. I was really excited because the tiger made its way onto the battlefield. The Saviors, who are the bad guys, they totally arranged the main characters to be betrayed by this group that they trusted. And they were just literally on their knees, on their last limb, like this was going to be it. And then the Kingdom, which are the good guys, they come in, they save the day. They're going to ally with the good guys. They're going to take down the Saviors. It's just war. One of them's going to win. And you know who it's going to be because, well, yeah. So I was really excited. They start the episode, the episode one, you zoom into Uldrick's face, and he has a long beard, and there's a cane in the corner, and there's flowers, and he's in, like, maybe a hospital bed, but maybe not a hospital bed. And then it's back in time to, like, where you're now supposed to be. You're like, okay, so Rick survives, I think. Sure, great. And they make speeches, and they go about sort of trying to get you interested in the, you know, the immediates of war. It's coming, guys, and we have the three leaders, and... Then they stop everything, and it's back in the little room. And then they're doing the cars, and then their cars are coming up, and they're gonna get the Saviors. And then they start the negotiations, and then it's back to the room. And there's a little girl, and Rick's got a limp, and now it's so they're gonna start opening fire, and they try to get you invested in this. And there's smoke and blood and guns and chaos, and. Then they stop, and they look at everybody's face. This guy looks in the distance. This guy looks down. There's nothing happening here.
What's the sound like during all of this?
When it's the battlefield, they're minimalistic with the music.
Okay.
But then when they pause, it's just like, note. 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 And then they spend 5 minutes trying to get you back but invested into...
Is like, the gunfire and all that, like, can you hear that clearly?
Or just, like, echo, or...
Like you I know just, how sometimes, like, during a war scene where it's like, oh, I'm caught up in my own head, and, like, I can kind of hear, like, battle sounds in the distance,
yeah,
but, like...
that's immersed
maybe,
in battle.
Maybe there's, like, a buzzing sound, or, like...
Yeah,
like
I know exactly what you're saying. No, they get you immersed in the battle, and they really... They spend like 5 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating, trying to get you into what's going on, and they go somewhere because there's three or four different places where the main characters are. They have to hit three or four places simultaneously, successfully, for this to work. And so it's like, brrr, 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 and then they go to somewhere where there's nothing happening, and they're just like, they're bored. And then you're like, okay,
oh,
they're bored.
Weird.
Yeah, and then they spend like 5 minutes trying to get you back invested in the plot, and then they just break it. And so... awful. I mean, I was really let down by the first episode. And so anyways, the scene where you're getting of Rick, it it culminates to he looks outside across the way and they're going to celebrate their victory over the saviors or something. And there's an owl that they erected like a pinata owl next to the church. And that's it. Like they haven't done, it's now four or five episodes in, they've done nothing else with the memory. It added nothing to the scenes.
That's kind of weird.
They broke it. And, the writing is kind of hard to follow.
If they did something like that and never addressed it again ever, yeah, I'd imagine.
Right. And they break it up funny. And so anyways, the writers are just not war writers. And so 3 episodes in, that's 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's a whole movie worth of crap. And it wasn't good. They ruined some of the characters. My favorite character, the one that hooked me, was Morgan. He seemed like at the end of the last episode that he was finally going to be balanced because when he first met him, he was a spear wielder psychopath. That was when I first saw him. And then he learned the ways of Aikido, and then he had a bow staff that he just one shot zombies, but otherwise is like, don't kill if you don't have to. And then he, at the end of the last season, he sharpened one edge of the spear or one edge of the bow. So he had a sharp end and a not sharp end. And so it's like, okay, cool. He's going to be balanced. No, they turned him into an executioner. And he just was beyond bloodthirsty. He really, his character just, and it wasn't just PTSD. Like when he came out, he still wanted to kill them, but hours after the fact, after he got a chance to walk it off and take a chance, he just still wanted nothing but blood. And they did that to a few characters where they made one character who should have been more bloodthirsty, not, and other characters who should have been more or less like, okay, let's look at the higher good. Just like nuts. And the king was one of the characters that they made just absolutely hard to follow crazy. And I really liked King Ezekiel. And before the episode that drew me back in a little bit, I found out that they killed off the tiger. And I was just like, I'm just done. I can't. But in order to make this cast, I had to watch the episode to be sort of up to date, and that's more or less what I want to talk with you guys about a little bit. So the tiger, I think I've said before, represents just like raw power, like almost the animalistic side of humans.
Like me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
yeah, you're an animal.
In season 7, they did so much great writing on that. To that respect, like sometimes King Ezekiel, in order to like meet with people, had to cage the tiger, and he had to meet them as just a diplomatic king. But he also, when he met new people, he had to have his tiger right there. And he even said later on, like, it could rip my arm off. I don't know. I couldn't stop it if it was going, but it needs to be there. And so that they had fantastic writing for the metaphor of that tiger. And so then I find out they kill it and that it was just eaten by zombies. Just like, the shit is that? But
They would have to die together.
This episode was like, I don't know, ensure that King Ezekiel ends off on Zoloft.
Well, they would have to die together unless he had a major character change.
That's what's happening.
Okay.
So The end of the last episode, they open up fire with a Gatling gun on the good guys. And so King Ezekiel's there. All of his best friends are there. And so they open fire. And what the people do that are loyal to King Ezekiel is they do the, like, culty thing. They go, save the king! And they just use their bodies to stop the bullets. And so at the beginning of the episode, he's literally under the pile of their dead bodies. And then he watches them all turn, and that's very sad. And then this little nerdy guy from the Saviors comes and is just like, oh, look, lucky day. I've got you. You're going to follow me and I'm going to use you as a key to the kingdom, basically. And he spends way too long, honestly, for a pacing standpoint, talking about how everyone knows your story. You're just a con man. You're not a king. You're a zookeeper. Actually, he thinks that he was part of the circus. You know, you're really nothing. You've conned all these people into trusting you. You're nothing. You're nothing's king. You're not, and like on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
And then it was very satisfying.
You're nothing.
Yeah. You're nothing. And the king had like a couple opportunities to die. He's shot in the leg. He's not walking so good. And it's very sad. And the old girl, Carol and his best friend sort of are bailing him out, but he's just like gushing blood, limping. He can barely keep up. And the zombies are just, because of the Gatling gun and because of all the commotion, the hordes are just closing in on them. And so he has this moment where he's just like, you guys have to go. And they're in the forest. So there's like the places where it drops off and you have to climb. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can't do this anymore. You guys are going to die because of me. And he just has that sort of character realization, you know, like he's always said, I have to become what I must. And before he goes into battle, he goes, I have to become a hero. I'm not, I have to become that. And, after hearing the nerdy guy just sort of berate him for like 20 minutes, he's just like, guys, I'm not a king. I've just pretended. I've been trying to give you guys bravery in hard times. My time's done. I am going to die. And if you guys stay here any longer, and like the dead are like 5 feet away, like literally, uh-huh. He's like, that's real. Those are real. And he grabs his sword and he's just like, I'm going to die. Go. And the tiger jumps in and roars. And then so all the zombies are attracted to the loudness. And so he had this interplay where the power that he had was an illusion, and it was always outside of him. It never was him himself. And so there is that moment where he's just like, you know, I'm not doing anyone any favors by lying to them. 'Cause he really has been, he talks privy in old English, which he doesn't speak. You know, at this point he stopped it. He's actually like, guys, this is real. He's no longer, listen to thy king. The king commandest thou to run to the kingdom and save our allies. And that's how he's talking.
Yeah.
He's
y'all are done. Crazy. Knock just, this shit off.
Kind of, yeah. He's just like, I'm not a king. And it's like, you almost miss that he's no longer talking like that. The illusions are gone. And now he's just like, I'm a human. I'm not going to get you guys killed. You're worth as much as me. I'm going to take a stand with my sword. I'm going to take out as many of these fuckers as I can. And you're going to get back and you're going to save people because we all have to do our part. And the tiger's dead. She's like, right. That's that scene had to happen.
And I still don't like the way the tiger died. He was just kind of like, I don't know what to do. A zombie is the way I swipe at him. Oh, God, the biting.
There was a lot of zombies. and like they pretty much, like the first few kind of fell on him. It's just like the weight of the world coming onto your shoulders. And so, like, the tiger also died in the comics, so it had to die anyway. Mm-hmm. But,
No, it didn't.
There were, you didn't see it. If you only watched that scene, there were a lot of zombies. Mm. So this was, like, one step away from a horde. So, long story short.
How many zombies in a horde?
I'd say over...
12.
I would say over 200. There was probably between 80 and 120 zombies. There was a lot.
You just said 200 is a horde.
Yeah,
it's almost a horde.
So it's like a step below.
80
a horde.
Is almost.
Almost.
A difference of 80 is almost. I think like 175 is almost.
Well, if you want to get technical.
Okay, how many things in a couple? How many is a couple?
Two. Exactly.
Exactly two. A couple is like a few.
There was more than a couple, and there was more than a gaggle, fluid. But there was less than a horde, but it was more than a platoon, but it was less than a division.
Yeah, I'd say less than a division.
So
there was a scary amount.
There was a scary amount. and so what I've come out of this is they can't write war. Like, they need better war writers. All the episodes in which there is combat, it was done, handled poorly. But they
need some kind of, military advisor person. Like, they don't even need to, like, get a writer necessarily just for that. They need to just have an advisor.
The opposite, like, they need someone from The Punisher to come on. Because they write combat and fighting really well.
Yeah.
Like, they understand
and everything
the training.
Else kind of not well.
Yeah. So.
Not bad, but.
I was going to just sort of talk about all the crimes that they did, but I mean, really, if you can, you're not going to get anything out of episodes 1 through 3. They really accomplish nothing. Spoilers. Episode 4 is when it starts to turn. So, yeah, we'll have a bigger topic at some point about some of the stuff they're doing well versus not. But the real exciting things that happened this week were... So let's end with Super. Let's go to Magus Bride.
Yeah. Right, so Magus Bride, that sexy man-child came back, and it's evil.
Surprise!
Surprise.
Well, we knew it was evil, but... Yeah, sexy man-child.
Well, we knew it was uncaring and heartless, but not outright evil. Now we do.
Mm-hmm.
Again, their pacing is strong.
Yeah.
Like, I loved the red herrings, the mystery aspect to this episode.
Yes.
And I really liked that we got sort of an aside from Elias with the dog. He's like, okay, he hasn't been a dog that long. I think, was that a thought, or was that something he said out loud?
Thoughts.
So, I mean, like, great, because you...
what do you mean? Wait, what?
So, when they...
He was like, he hasn't been a dog that long, but yeah. What do you mean a thought versus out loud?
He thought he didn't say it.
Yeah, so, like, in a lot of anime and a lot of shows
recently...
That's really
hard to tell with this.
Right, but it's just, it was that subtle. It wasn't like they stopped everything and, like, so... When a black dog becomes a black dog, you see, this set of circumstances, like things that wouldn't have been good in the group or things that wouldn't have necessarily been said right there. It was just this subtle thing and move on, you know, and they play it in the world so well where you're not left guessing about everything, but you're left.
How do you know that he didn't say it out loud?
Just the tone and like there was like a, you know, that slight echo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The show allows you to make theories. It tells you enough, but just not everything.
That's kind of what I was saying a few weeks ago about like Harry Potter and that fandom.
Mm-hmm. Isabel.
Yeah, we don't know what that is yet. Besides, he's just like, you have red hair like my sister.
Yeah, Isabel. So. What's-her-face's mom killed herself, right?
What's-her-face's mom?
She says mom.
I don't know. Where'd you get that from?
It's sort of implied, right?
I don't remember.
No, I don't recall anything of that sort. Seems like a pretty big detail.
She's kind of...
She says mom sucks, but I don't know if she killed herself.
Well... There's
wait a second.
Scene
I think
where
she did say what happens to her mom.
There's a scene where really early on where she's kind of hanging around and overhearing everyone like, oh, I don't want to take her in. And it looked like they were all wearing funeral clothes. But I don't know if they ever explicitly said it.
A quick Google search. All it says is, instead... Her mother left her the only way she could and killed herself.
Yay!
Chisei was then passed around by her relatives and then nobody wanted to have ...
That's hot.
Like, wow.
Yeah, so, my guess is that her mother also had, like, the same kind of abilities that she does. And she just couldn't take seeing, like...
I thought that we saw...
All those kinds of things that she did.
I thought that we got a glimpse into her past, and as she was seeing everything, everyone else is just like, you're being weird.
Yeah.
And then she didn't hear anything, and, because she was being weird somehow, she caused her parents to have an affair.
Oh, that was in the other series of all this.
Oh, is this the other one? Okay.
Yeah.
The OVA?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So either way, that's still canon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll count. So do you think...
Yeah, you're right.
Do you think Sexy Boy Child is Tutorial Boss
he gonna
or
die.
First Main Boss?
Doesn't matter. He's going to die. Oh my god, Elias is horrifying.
He went Super Saiyan.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's Tutorial Boss. I think he's Endgame Boss.
Endgame Boss?
Or like ultimate rival kind of type.
He's not a cool dude.
He's not a cool dude. I'm more curious about what's going to happen with the other sorcerers.
I don't think that fight is going to be resolved soon.
I'm curious about the other sorcerers, if they're going to be like a Vegeta type.
Now they're on our side?
Ish, and don't really like each other, but, you know, they have to work. Yeah,
yeah. I think they might be more like how it kind of has been, where it's like, they keep running into each other, but it's like, I kind of threw some sleep acid in your face. I'll let you sleep on my lap for a little bit while you're all healed up.
I wonder if they're going to be like Wormtail, actually.
So, the whole time...
In
what way? Because they're already kind of against...
Yeah.
Oh, you mean they'll betray what's-her-face?
Exactly. Wormtail was still very much against Harry and the Dumbledore and all those guys. Like, he was on the Death Eater's side, but then there was one moment where he just sort of left the key, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder if that's going to be their
last-minute betrayal.
Story. Exactly. Because Wormtail owed him.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they're going to owe them, and they're just, in a moment of need, going to just do just enough to allow them to succeed.
Maybe.
They did a good job with the preview for next episode thing, but because of that, I think my guess is they're going to fight, but Ainsworth is going to fall short, and Chisei, in a preview, she had Sirius face on. So I think she's going to test out her level of magic. Let's see what this Slay Biggie can do.
I also think that Elias in his Super Saiyan form is a bit berserk. Yeah.
Mm. I wonder.
He's gonna mess things up.
Yes, that is one of the most intimidating transformations that I've ever seen from an already intimidating person. Like.
You should see a Super Saiyan 3.
It's like going.
It's not his final form.
I don't think it is either. It's like going from 60 to 500.
I got kind of like a, and I don't know why this is, but I got like a Helsing feel from it.
Yeah, I haven't seen Helsing, but yeah, I know how I've seen a couple
a lot of
scenes.
Forms.
Okay.
I've
seen a couple scenes, and I kind of know what you mean.
But yeah, that was good. I'm still just enjoying the show.
Yeah.
All right, that leaves.
Before we go on to that, what do you think about the Grimm? Speaking of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about the Grimm yet. Yep. I think it's cool that he doesn't know that he's a Grimm.
Yeah, that is cool.
I think, like I said, I really liked that it seemed like the person was murdered by the Grimm, and then you find out it wasn't, because he has the identical wounds himself.
Yeah.
He's not an anti-hero, but he's kind of not really a good guy. He just sort of like, you remind me of my sister.
I think he's going to be a cute doggy.
You think that they're going to get a dog?
I think he's going to be the dog.
I think that he's going to be their dog?
We've already seen the OVA.
Uh-huh.
Well, at least we have. You apparently never watched the first episode of that because you thought it was the first or the rest of the show.
It's fine with me if he's the dog. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Especially if he masters that transformation jutsu.
Yeah.
Speaking of transformations.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
Dragon Ball Super Urusu. So that was fun. That was really fun.
I keep saying it's the best episode of Super so far.
Quite possibly.
I need to stop saying that because I'm going to be saying it every week, I guess.
Just so much stuff went on. I'll just skip straight to the end. Possibly the new best Kamehameha ever.
Yeah.
Might have dethroned the warped Kamehameha.
Which one?
When he did Interstate Mission against Cell.
Oh.
And he was like, I'm in the sky. I'm going to blow up this whole fucking planet. Pop!
That did get serious, and it was his way of using that new form.
Mm-hmm. Just freaking like surfed across the beam of the beam of obvious ultimate destruction. Because, my God, they really teased Hood going Super Saiyan 3.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Like, look at me, now look at my hair. Nope.
Yep.
No, my hair was diamonds. Yeah, I was... Also, her attack was really intimidating.
Uh-huh.
More than anything Goku's ever done,
like,
I think.
That was like the cliche Dragon Ball scene. Just
two beams hitting each other.
No. Just a hood.
My beam's bigger.
Like powering up and like causing lasers to just shoot everywhere, and her screaming. It was just.
Yeah, but there's usually never like lasers cutting things. It's usually just like gravels floating.
Yeah. But it's still something like you would expect, and you're surprised. Yeah. You think about it, like, it hasn't been that.
Right.
It's like Goku. This is one of like the three or four fights he's actually ended with a Kamehameha.
Yeah.
There has never does. It's always the spirit bomb.
There also haven't been a whole lot of, like, I'm going to transform now, see you next episode kind of things.
And it felt like you felt that Kamehameha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just bam, right in the face. Just.
I thought he killed her. I was really nervous there for a second. They were fine.
It was. So, they talked a little bit more about the Ultra Instinct, so it's not fully complete, obviously.
Yeah.
He can only use it for defense, and whenever he tries to use offense, it doesn't work too well.
Because he's thinking.
Yeah, so what I...
Which is kind of weird, since it's Goku.
One of the common, right now, theories going on the internet, which I agree with, is that when Vegeta masters Ultra Instinct, he's going to be the offensive version of that.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. And when they do a fusion...
Oh.
Bring it on, Grand Priest.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I wonder if Vegeta will try it. My guess is Vegeta will attempt to do Ultra Instinct just by, you know, that's not working.
Frieza, kill me!
You know, something. So we now know he doesn't know it.
So when Saiyans die, they grow stronger, but does it have to actually almost be dying. Like... Well, also when they die.
Yeah.
Does it work when they die?
Yes.
I think dying is taking a pretty good beating. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how much worse can you get than... You almost dying is a pretty good beating. Dying is worse than that.
Sure.
Anyway, so do you think it works, like, how much damage they take? Or, like Goku so far, he's taken a whole lot of beatings from a whole lot of people. But, like, he's... Like, let's say he regenerates HP a little bit over a long course of time, but, it takes him
a
while.
15 minutes.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, sure.
12 minutes.
Let's say he regenerates 10% of his HP every minute of the tournament. Do you think that each time he takes a massive beating and gets down to half of his HP, and then he regenerates all of his HP, do you think that that's
helping?
Basically, is it better to go all the way down to 1 HP, or get a lot of little beatings?
Well, we saw
or
what happened.
Will just dying, like if he's just like, hey, kill me, and then resurrect me every year, will that be like Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Blue, Super Saiyan 3, Super Saiyan Ultra Instinct Goku?
Well, we saw his power boost with Frieza after he nearly died when he was being controlled by Ginyu, and he came out of that. His power jumped from like 180,000 to like 3 million. So, I'm going to go with that. Plus, I think you need to like fully recover. He's just catching his breath in between.
I wonder what's going to happen. Because there's no way he's going to... I think with the way that they played the Kaioken times whatever when he was blue, and he just lost the ability to use Ki for a couple days, I think... After the tournament, he's going to have some ramifications.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then Vegeta can steal a spotlight.
Especially, he's used the Kaioken at least twice.
Yeah.
And he's done a lot of really stamina taking things and the Ultra Instinct thing. And he did some magic to Master Roshi.
So
that was him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna take a wild guess and say that he is gonna be out for the next few episodes.
Yeah, probably.
Finally, time to let other people shine,
like Vegeta.
Looking at you, Gohan and Vegeta.
Or time for Jiren to come in and.
Actually, next episode will be the perfect time to eliminate Universe 6. All that stuff that's just the Namekians, let Piccolo and Gohan shine, and have a sad little moment. You're right. And then, boom.
I thought they were out. I forgot about the Namekians for a second.
That's because they're not that big of a threat.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're done.
I mean, Piccolo and Gohan can totally take them on.
Piccolo and Base Gohan are taking them on.
What would happen if... Like, if they're absorbed by Piccolo, does that count as they're eliminated?
Probably. A better question is, when they go away, do they go away from absorbed Piccolo?
We want answers! Yeah, like a Boo transformation? Like when he absorbed Gotenks and Piccolo and Gohan?
They were in him still.
And then he went from Gotenks to Piccolo because Piccolo is the next strongest. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No, you're totally confusing me right now. What are you talking about?
When Boo was old people, like they were still inside of him, like little cocoons.
Uh-huh.
So we're wondering if like there's like a piece of them left in Piccolo, if Piccolo absorbs the Namekians.
Or if he erases the universe, they just like, and he's back to Piccolo now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I wonder. You think it's like that?
I was wondering about it more in a does their energy just vanish?
Because if they're completely erased
from existence, I don't think it matters if they have a body or not.
I think it matters that they fused though, because it's not like he's erasing them from history. He's just erasing them from current existence.
Well, and he's erasing the universe from existence. And if they are absorbed into Piccolo, then they'd become a part of Universe 7.
Yeah.
We
want answers.
Make it happen. Hopefully
send us your answers at tcast@thedragonstreasure.com.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Something I found out is that apparently a bunch of people don't like Kale and Caulifla taking up so much of the spotlight. To which I say, shut up. It's been an entertaining fight, an entertaining ride. We got to see some Super Saiyan on Super Saiyan action. It's been fun all around for me. I love this whole, five episodes now.
Yeah.
You know, it's been
fun. Like, what else is there besides Jiren?
Yeah. Goku doesn't really have many others.
I think there's still, that invisible guy from, Magical Girl Universe.
The invisible guy? I don't know.
Yeah, because he never showed up. And they never had their sad disappearing scene. Mm-hmm. And who else?
How will they know when they're eliminated?
Yeah. What?
How will they know when they're eliminated? The invisible guys.
They probably...
They would probably appear when they hit him or something.
Yeah.
I don't think he's permanently invisible. I think it's like invisibility ability.
Okay. Maybe.
So I wonder who... Because now with all the...
And invisibility ability.
Gone, who would Frieza fight? Because... Frieza's not going to just stand around and do nothing the rest of the thing. They got to have Frieza fight someone and potentially lose. Or at least, you know, have a moment of struggle.
There's always treason.
Treason?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's what all of us were expecting at some point, right?
Yeah, but Frieza still expects to win.
Then he had that moment and chose not to take it.
Yeah, but Frieza expects to win the Super Dragon Ball, so he's got to step up. You're right.
So... It was kind of implied that only one person would get the wish, right? Mm-hmm. So does that mean that there's just going to be
an MVP?
In-universe
Quabble?
Battle Royale?
Squabble.
That'd be fun, but I don't know. We'll see.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Okay, so
I was kind of expecting everyone would get a wish, but that's not how the Super Dragon Balls work, is it?
At this point, the only non-Universe 7 people that pose anything is Jiren and Toppo. Nobody else matters. So how... Because Gohan needs to have his, you know, mystic to next level moment. Frieza needs to show off how strong he is. Vegeta needs to have his moments already.
Like Frieza can fight Jiren or Toppo. Vegeta's definitely going to fight Toppo again.
He's still fighting Toppo, right?
I think he stopped.
Yeah, sort of. Like, they were watching the fight, so between Kefla and Goku, so they'll probably start that up again. The Namekians will probably fight Gohan and Piccolo again.
They're still fighting, yeah. You gotta eliminate them.
No, I think everyone stopped to watch the super Saiyan fight.
Yeah. Ultra Instinct Goku versus Double Christmas Tree. I think that pretty much covers all of that.
And we didn't watch any other shows because we were busy watching The Punisher.
Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out for that. Coming up soon.
Yep. So join us next week on 3, 2, 1,
The Dragon's Flow T-Cast.
Wow, Nick.
Oh, that's what we were supposed to do on...
Of course.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, get with the time.